USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, President Trump to Vietnam for a second historic meeting with the leader of North Korea. The president arriving on Air Force One, Kim Jong-un getting there first by train. News about New England Patriots owner Bob Kraft, who is facing two counts of soliciting a prostitute on his two visits to a massage parlor in Jupiter, Florida. Turns out Kraft, 77 years old, at the Orchards of Asia Day Spa, the same day his team competes in the AFC Championship game in January. Kraft captured on surveillance video January 19th and 20th. To Chicago now, where singer R. Kelly finally posting bail and released from jail. Money news now on Wall Street, the Dow up 60 points, the NASDAQ up 26, and the S&P 500 up 3 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
More now on our top USA Radio story this hour, the summit set. President Trump tweeting, heading over to Vietnam for my meeting with Kim Jong-un. Looking forward to a very productive summit, exclamation point. More now from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
President Trump is set to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on Wednesday and Thursday. The president says he doesn't want to rush North Korea on the denuclearization issue and that he's happy as long as the North doesn't test any more nukes. The president's son, Donald Trump Jr., on Fox News, talking about the meetings.
Listen, I think he's going to do what he does best. I mean, he's going to negotiate for the American people. I mean, you know, he's made incredible strides and progress in terms of just eliminating some of this nuclear proliferation, the testing that's been going on, so much stuff. I mean, I'm so sick of watching the experts who've been dealing with North Korea for 60 years. I go, wait a minute. In 60 years, you guys never even got a meeting. You never even got in the room with the boss. He's done that in under 2 years.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
In a developing story this hour, the State Department reports additional sanctions being imposed on Venezuela. USA Radio's John Clemens with the very latest.
The latest economic sanctions have been imposed against four governors of what the State Department describes as those associated with the illegitimate Maduro regime. Speaking in Bogota, Colombia, Vice President Mike Pence says the economic sanctions will continue.
The United States has imposed sanctions on more than 50 top officials, as well as on Venezuela's state-owned oil company, PDVSA, to stop Maduro's cronies from enriching themselves at the expense of the Venezuelan people.
I'm John Clemens.
A legendary men's college basketball coach speaking out for the first time after being involved in a terrible accident. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Police near Syracuse say the 74-year-old Hall of Famer Jim Behan tried to avoid another vehicle that had crashed into an interstate guardrail when he inadvertently struck and killed one of its occupants who was standing beside the vehicle, 51-year-old Jorge Jimenez. After a Syracuse loss to top-ranked Duke on Saturday night, Boeheim said he is truly devastated.
The grief and pain his family is feeling at this time is simply put unimaginable.
Boeheim says he still went ahead and coached the game because he felt a responsibility and obligation to his players. After that accident, he did pass a sobriety test and no charges have been filed against him. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.